So my name is Kenneth Leem and I'm interviewing
Zainullah
about the NISIPO. So you took part in the NISIPO?
Yeah.
Why were you doing this?
Because I wanted to see how I was experienced.
What was the money for?
It was for the homeless charity.
What homeless charity?
It was for Social Bite. They were helping the homeless charity.
Do you know approximately how much money we raised?
Not really, but I gave this girl over £60 because for the sponsor.
What did you do during the sleepout?
We slept in the classes and we had lots of activities in the hall.
Do you know how many children slept out?
I thought there were going to be more than there was. There was only I'm not sure how much, but I thought there was going to be more people.
What did it feel like sleeping out with your friends and without your family?
I felt like I was homeless, because homeless people don't really sleep with their families because they would have to get moved.
So how do you think the homeless feel now that you've experienced it, outside?
They would probably feel unusual because then they would think that we're homeless as well, and they would be oh, they're homeless, so it's okay if you're homeless as well.
What conditions do you think that the homeless are in?
It won't be good because if they're sleeping outside, the cold would get in, and the car's driving, it would be all annoying, and then they wouldn't get good sleep.
If you are feeling low, listen to Star Region Show. Is it okay to talk to someone homeless or begging?
Yes, definitely. Living on the street is a lonely, scary and challenging place. A friendly word and even just showing you care can make a huge difference to people who are vulnerable. Many people ignore or simply walk past someone who is homeless. They become and feel invisible. So yes, say hello and share a smile.
You're no fool. Listen to Stars Radio.
Hi, my name is Zara and I'm going to interview Miss Webster on the subject homelessness. Have you ever helped the homeless?
I have helped homeless people before, doing a variety of things. Some of the smaller things might be when people are asking for spare change or when people are asking for food on the streets or donating to food banks. We've done that a few times in my family. But probably the most recent thing we've done to help was our wee sleep out in school, where we had 50 pupils sleep over for the night to raise money and awareness, and I was one of the staff members that helped to organise and supervise that.
What made you get involved in the sleepover?
I got involved in the sleepover because I am very passionate in believing that everybody should have a roof over their head and everybody should have a place to call home. And I think that it's important that we educate as many young people as possible about this and about how important this is, so that you guys know how to change the world when you grow up.
Are you interested in learning about homelessness?
I am very interested in learning about homelessness. Are you going to teach me more?
Have you learned about homelessness?
Have I learned about homelessness? I have. I have learned a lot from Miss Cohen and Primary 7, especially in their assembly. We learned a lot about the number of people who are homeless. I didn't know that there are 38 children every day in Scotland becoming homeless. So that was a fact that I was able to learn through the assembly, and also some of the other things that we can do to help, with the Social Bite charity.
What do you know about homelessness?
What do I know about homelessness? I know that it is a disgraceful thing that still happens in the 21st century, and that there are lots of things that we can do to help to prevent it, because it shouldn't be happening.
Thank you for your answer.
You are very welcome.
Do you think most people think that homeless people are just lazy and they think that they can't get jobs?
I would like to hope that not everybody thinks that, especially young people who we're trying to educate, in knowing that actually there are lots of unfortunate circumstances. But sometimes you do see some people that say things like that and will maybe walk past someone on the street without acknowledging them, and that's a really, really sorry thing to see.
Thank you.
Turn on your radio and turn off your Nintendo. Star St. Albert's radio station, and always dab.
The brightest stars in Glasgow, St Albert's Radio.
I've seen someone sleeping rough. What can I do?
In Glasgow, you can contact our Rough Sleepers and Vulnerable People service on 0800 0277 466 to discuss your concerns. Our staff will go out and meet with the person to offer support. Our team covered the whole of Glasgow, even if the person you're concerned about is outside Glasgow. We'll meet the right support in your area.
We are the stars. Come listen to us in your cars.
Hi, my name is Adibla, and thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed our show.
We would like to thank Mr. McCormack, Stig, Ms. Webster, Ms. Cohen, Sakina, Social Bites, Mimi, P7 and all of our radio team.
But before we finish, we have time for one more song by Ed Sheeran on the subject of homelessness, and we hope you enjoy it.
Sit in double figures, look into your eyes like I'm looking into double mirrors. Could you make it any clearer? Everything's such a blur. It's not my turn, it's hers to get her. On a late night, coming home from way too many train rides. Face not as red as my face, I'm home at the same time. High real estate's fine, spoken like a dragon but don't chase lines. Hey, I haven't slept for the past week, and 2 hours ain't enough for me. I feel inspired, quarter to three. I lost meat, I'm still getting all my meals for free. I think I'm being shunned by my feet again. Cause it's not a homeless life for me, it's just I'm homeless than I'd like to be. And it's not a homeless life for me, it's just I'm homeless than I'd like to be. And it's not a homeless life for me, it's just I'm homeless than I'd like to be. And it's not a homeless life for me, yeah. And now I'm sitting on the night bus, flicking through my iPod, feeling kinda tired, so I try to close my eyes up. Driver, turn the lights off, lights on stage, mics on, song plays, nice one. Gotta keep my hype strong, truth be, never went to uni. People see right through me, but I'm not a fool, see I'm never gonna do one. Gonna live past 22, done everything I need to, except get a 2-1. I haven't slept for the past week, and 2 hours ain't enough for me. I feel inspired, quarter to 3 a.m. I haven't changed since I last met. I'm still getting all my meals for free. I think I'm being shunned by my feet again. Cause it's not a homeless life for me, it's just I'm homeless than I'd like to be. And it's not a homeless life for me, it's just I'm homeless than I'd like to be. And it's not a homeless life for me, I'm homeless than I'd like to be. It's not a homeless life for me, yeah. When I feel cold, you keep me warm. And I'm not looking for some loose change, just wanna find a true mate who wants to be my duvet, hey, hey. It's not a homeless life for me, it's just I'm homeless than I'd like to be. It's not a homeless life for me, it's just I'm homeless than I'd like to be. And it's not a homeless life for me, it's just I'm homeless than I'd like to be. And it's not a homeless life for me, it's just I'm homeless than I'd like to be. And it's not a homeless life for me, it's just I'm homeless than I'd like to be. And it's not a homeless life for me, it's just I'm homeless than I'd like to be. And it's not a homeless life for me, I'm homeless than I'd like to be. And it's not a homeless life for me, yeah. Oh.
Turn on your radio now and listen to the best radio ever. It is St. Albert's Radio.